Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burns. Amen. Praise God. What a thought for today. Amen. Praise God. And it's about vows, keeping your vow to the Lord. You know, most of us are honest about keeping our vow to mankind. If we make somebody a promise, we fulfill it most of the time. But when it comes down to doing the will of God, we won't keep it. And a lot of times the reason why we don't keep it is because the pressures are blocked. And the pressures of life can get so hard until you just want to give up, or you don't want to fight no more. But in this race, there's going to be a battle. And the battle has already been won through Jesus Christ and his blood. So we can, if we really make up our minds, we can overcome and succeed. The whole key is don't give up and believe in your God. There's not but one God. His name is Adonai Elohim. Father, we just ask you to move by your spirit and let this word that I speak edify the body today, and let them begin to understand if they have fallen, backslidden, or did anything, I don't care what it is, you just to forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, but you're God of justice, and you're God that knows the truth. You know what Satan did to your people. You know what he's going to do to your people, but it's up to us to call on your name. I call on your name today for mercy and for your grace upon your people. In Jesus' name I pray. A vow is a solemn promise made to God to perform or to abstain from performing a certain thing, a task in your life. There are certain things you vow to God that you must perform, like ministry, like your relationship with him, like you dedicating your children to him, or your home to him, or your transportation, or all of these vows you really need to keep. I don't care if you're not an eloquent speaker. I don't care if you don't have a one word to say in that, a few words, and that is Jesus is Lord, or Jesus is King of King and Lord of Lords. You need to tell somebody about him. The way things are going in this world, they're not getting any better. And somebody needs to know that there is a God that cares, because there is an enemy don't care, and he comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. So those are the vows that are good that you need to keep and need to perform. And then we got vows that we need to stop performing. When we make those vows, we need to stop the action of the things that we have been performing. Those are negative things, seeds of unrighteousness, seeds that will cause you to commit adultery, to cause you to fall, to cause you to be obsessed with something that will end up taking your life. Satan is a deceiver of the brethren. He's a beguiler. He's a seducer. And one of the things that he take away is your belief. Without belief in God, you cannot make it to the kingdom of heaven. You must believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. You must pick up your cross daily, and it's a hard thing. I'm in the ministry going on 37 years almost, and it's a hard thing. Some days are so good and pleasant, and you can just go all around the room and in the house bouncing around and jumping and rejoicing in the Lord. And sometimes you don't even want to pick up the Bible. But I admonish you today, when you're in your weakest moments and in your hard times, that's the time to rejoice in God and to pick up that Bible and read it. You're going to have to read the word with the vow in order to know how to deal with life situations. God is of righteousness, holiness, and truth. Satan is unrighteous, and all his fruits produces unrighteousness. You're going to have to learn how to discern the difference between what is good and evil, and accept the good and refuse the evil. And it's first did in the realm, in the spiritual realm. There are demons out there that are on assignment, and they unite together in order to cause you not to keep that vow. But you're going to have a determined mind no matter how many times you fall. Get back up again. Get back up and do what God has told you to do. Amen. Vow in general are also mentioned in the book of Job, chapter 22, verses 27. The law, therefore, did not introduce but regulated the practice of vows. When Moses wrote the law, he did not introduce vows that you had to do this, your vows that you had to do that, but it introduced the vows as of to practice them. You know not to sin. That's why the Bible was given to a man. The laws were given to Moses, and the Bible was given to us in order to know how to maintain the vow and to practice it. You know not to go out there and pick up a crack pipe, amen, and begin to use it. Amen. Praise God. That's a part of the vow, that you won't sin against God, but also that you won't turn back in the things that God has appointed for your life, because Jesus is your Alpha and Omega. He's your blood source. He's your bread. He's the living water. Beside him, you won't make it. Amen. So you need to learn how to keep those vows through the word. The word will sustain you. It will keep you. It will maintain you. Deuteronomy 23 and 21 say, when thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it. For the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee if you really don't keep it. You make yourself, amen, become a sinner. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, there shall be no sin in thee. Amen. Once you said in your heart you're going to make that vow, do it, because if you don't, it becomes a sin. But if you never make a vow, then it's not holding unto you. Back in the olden days, when a young lady would make a vow, or somebody would make a vow, and the parent did not agree to it, it would not be holden to them, because they are responsible for them. But, amen, now that they, when we make a vow, we must keep that vow. It said, that which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep it and perform it. So not only is a vow held inside of you in order for you to speak it, it had to first come in your heart. But then your heart, amen, hears it, speak it out. But it's got to be performed by your actions. Performance. One of the greatest things that you can do on a job is have excellent performance. When you do that, your boss will go forth and he will promote you or bless you. When you do the will of God and keep that vow, you will be blessed from it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Dedicating your children. Numbers 6 and 2, 1 Samuel 1 and 11, these all portion of the vows that you need to keep, Genesis 28 and 22, offering sacrifice, Leviticus 7 and 16, 22, 18, 22, Numbers 15, 3, afflicting your souls, Numbers 30 and 13. Let us see what that say. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the souls, amen, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. That's with the maid, with the father, and the maid with the husband. Amen. He has the right to establish it, or he has a right to make it void. But when you do it on your own voluntarily, then and you have no head over you, then you must perform it. Amen. Amen. And then Deuteronomy 23 again say, you must not delay to keep that vow that you promised to God. Now, if you are making a vow, that means included in that vow is your cross, and also your living sacrifice. The Bible tells us to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. That is our reasonable service. Amen. I mean, we're going to go through something. While we're in this world, there is a devil, and he want to take everybody to hell with him. And once that occurs, you'll never see God's face. And I don't want to lose that, saints. I've done so much in order to complete my vow. I've been on Blog Talk ever since 2008 when I first found out about it. I've been on a talk show. I've been on 1,000 mics, amen, praise God. Been on national radio in two states, one in Texas and one in Missouri. And had a home church, had a church in the building, and evangelized at the Holiday Inns and various other places. I fed the hungry and ministered to young people and did all that I could do. And the old folks, I used to go to their nursing homes and minister to them, and getting ready to start that service back up again. But I work fervently for the Lord. And if you're working for God, you got to believe. You got to believe that one day, all that you're going through in this vow, that you're going to see payday after a while. Some of you are going to lose children. Some of you are going to lose homes. Some of you are going to lose husbands and wives. But whatever you do, be steadfast in doing what you do for God. He's the only one. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except by him. You won't make it without him, saints. If you could see the evil that I've seen, I just come off of a 51-day consecration, and I don't say that to brag, because, I mean, I went through hell in that with the tempter. He tried everything he could do, even as far as up to this morning. And I had to fight my way through it through prayer, calling on the name of Jesus. If you keep those vows, if you stay before the Lord, offense is going to come, affliction is going to come, but you will make it. Keep your vow. It don't cost you nothing to suffer a little while, for these light afflictions are but for a moment. Weep it, endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I want to see that morning for me. I don't want no more midnight. Perform your vow, even if it kills you. God bless.